You may remember your history books told you of Ponce de Leon and his search for the Fountain of Youth. His trip to Florida actually cost him his life and the lives of other explorers who followed him. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Daniel Stevens is a ranger at DeSoto National Memorial. DeSoto, of course, was a Spanish conquistador, but there were others who landed in present-day Florida long before he came ashore in Tampa Bay.
We have Juan Ponce de Leon that visits the state first in 1513 and then second in 1521 when he is killed by the Calusa to the south in South Florida.
There were others who tried to gain a foothold here for the Spaniards.
Then before De Soto, 10 years before him, you have Panfilio Narvaez, which was another conquistador that tries to come in and conquer Florida and fails epically.
Both explorers died on their North American expeditions.
They greatly underestimated the native population and resolve that's here in Florida. Unfortunately, Ponce de Leon gets shot with a Calusa arrow that's poisoned, and he dies on the way back to Cuba. Panfilio Narvaez lands with half of his force and doesn't have the men, the materials, and supplies necessary to survive in Florida and ends up dying off the coast of Texas.
The first half of the 16th century was not kind to the Spaniards' quest to begin a colony in Florida.
Florida to Spain is a cursed land. They know that there's no viable metals like gold here, and that there's no fertilized soil enough to support a plantation system. But they know they need to have a colony here.
There were important reasons to keep sending men to attempt to establish a colony and even conquer Florida, though. The next to attempt the feat was De Soto, the man for whom this national memorial is named. So how did he fare? His story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McRae.